Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and joining us in the studio, as he does at this time every week, is resident quizzer Mike Nothnagel. Hey, Mike.
Hi, Ian. How are you?
I'm great. It's our first show of August.
Hopefully it's not the last.
And before we get to that, we do have some housekeeping to do. First, the challenge from last time.
I said, start with the phrase Dover Soul. Change one letter to a T, and you can spell the last name of a person associated with New York's Hudson Valley. What is the name?
The name is Roosevelt.
That is right. If you change the D to a T, you can spell Roosevelt.
And while we're talking about challenges, let's give a shout out to Twitter user Cool Aunt Claire, who gave us an alternate answer from a recent challenge about the racetrack. She offered up pace and place instead of our tack and track answer.
Very clever. And speaking of being clever or not being clever, I have a slight correction to make from last week's show. We asked a question about the Oxford comma, and I referenced a book called Eats, Shoots, and Leaves, and intrepid listener John Delphin pointed out that the title of that book is not really about the Oxford comma. It is about ambiguity in using commas, but it's not directly about the Oxford comma. All right, Ian, this week in August of 1984, the album Purple Rain by Prince and the Revolution reached number one on the Billboard 200 album charts. The album was the soundtrack to the film of the same name, and it was the second of his albums to feature the Revolution. It spent 24 weeks in the top spot and a total of 122 weeks on the chart. In the week following Prince's death in 2016, the album sold enough copies for it to re-enter the charts at number two. To commemorate Purple Rain, this week our questions are about other purple things.
Okay.
First up, preceded by an award established by George Washington in his headquarters in Newburgh, New York, called the Badge of Military Merit, what military honor was revived in February of 1932 on the 200th anniversary of Washington's birth?
And you can see some landmarks related to the Purple Heart in and around West Point.
That is right. And Washington himself only actually awarded three Purple Hearts. He authorized many of his subordinates to give out them also. The 1985 drama The Color Purple, directed by Steven Spielberg and based on the 1982 novel by Alice Walker, is the film debut of two women, Oprah Winfrey and what actress, who received a Golden Globe for her performance, the only acting award earned by someone in the film.
Was it Whoopi? Whoopi Goldberg?
Whoopi Goldberg is right, yes.
Who was just on the Roundtable not long ago, worth a listen.
And The Color Purple was the first film directed by Steven Spielberg for which composer John Williams did not write the music.
Huh, wow.
There are multiple NBA and NFL teams who use purple as one of their main team colors, and the Los Angeles Kings of the NHL sometimes wear jerseys with purple on them. But there is only one team in Major League Baseball for which purple is a regular uniform color. What team is it?
I gotta think about this.
Their other main color is black, if that helps. Go out west.
Oh, of course. Colorado Rockies.
Colorado Rockies is
yeah.
Right. And the Rockies actually switched the shade of purple that they use in 2017 because the old one didn't always show up consistently on websites or advertising, things like that. So their new shade of purple is much more consistent. And for those of you out there who care about these sort of things, it is Pantone 2685. A seven-book series by Crockett Johnson, written between 1955 and 1963, about a four-year-old boy who, over the course of the series, takes a trip to the sky, goes to the North Pole, and has an adventure at the circus, begins with a story introducing the reader to him and his purple crayon. What is this boy's name?
I don't think I know. Nope, I don't know.
Never read Harold and the Purple Crayon?
I never did.
And finally, a 1950s novelty song written by actor and singer Sheb Woolley tells of a creature that comes to Earth so it can play in a rock and roll band. According to the narrator of the song, the creature was a one-eyed, one-horned, flying what?
Purple people eater.
That's right. I don't really have a joke about purple, so I'll just say, how well did you do? Quiz at WAMC.org.
Or you can take a break from Vikings training camp to go to WAMC.org/anyquestions for another look at this week's show, some extra credit, or this challenge. Mike?
Start with the phrase purple finch. Rearrange the letters to spell a subject you might study in school and a word for a person who might be doing the studying. What are the words?
Mike Nothnagel's Associate Professor of Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, and other outlets. Mike, I'll get to work on that challenge. We'll be back at this same time next week. Go Danes!
We will see you then.